Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford and this is your Monday Moment. And it may surprise you. Leadership Training 101. Leadership isn't everything. Now, if you follow Monday Moments with Monica, you may have noticed our progression this month from identifying high performers to developing your leadership brand to the value of improving communication skills in the workplace. And it may seem to be a rather disjointed direction, but they're all connected and all at the crux of real leadership skills. Leadership is just one thing. And the simple and singular concept of leadership isn't everything we need. To be a good leader and become a better leader, one must focus on all the facets that make this possible. For example, communication, confidence, reputation, perception, delegation, and of course, action, among many others. This is why, as a leadership development expert, I often receive feedback that my posts seem all over the place. Ha! And why, yes, they are. But so is leadership. It's all over the place. Not in a way that demands we become all things to all people, but in a way that clearly shows us leadership as a concept isn't a one-sentence conversation or a five-minute training class. At a minimum, it's a compilation of at least these three things: desire, skills, and practice. Let's look at desire. If you follow me on Twitter, which is the @ Monica Wofford, you've seen me share that anyone of any personality can be a leader. That means that no matter if you're driven, ambitious, type A, or a commander, as we call it with the core profile, or quiet, conservative, laid back, loyal, and the relator from the core profile, you can lead. Period. Now, how that commander does it will simply look different and attract different followers than how that relator does it. In fact, I've often wondered what it would look like if Gandhi had been this aggressive, fast-talking, action-oriented, type A kind of guy. His actions were not that of a typical CEO, but his results were arguably better than most. It's about desire, first and foremost, in leadership, long before it's about behavior. And then if we look at skills, once you have the desire to be a leader, and if it's a new role, perhaps a simple leadership training class is your next step. If you've been a leader for a while, you frolic in the executive ranks, then your need is probably more geared toward an individual, credible executive coach that can help you develop the finer skills of leading that you simply can't see anymore because you're too close. Whatever the skills are that you need to become that better leader, remember that skill development, again, is only one aspect of how well you lead. The same is true of communication, delegation, recognition, motivation, strategic planning, determining compensation, managing public persona, interacting with your boards even when you don't wanna. Okay, so I just said that so it would rhyme. But these are all skills, not the sum total of what you need to lead. And then we add in the concept of practice. With new skills comes a need for practice. You might be the most fantastic leader to the team you lead now, but what happens when they promote you to lead a completely different area of expertise? What happens when a layoff is announced and you have to now counsel those who are riffed and work through survivor's guilt of those who stay? You'll have new opportunities to practice new skills from new circumstances as often as you can possibly keep up. But don't let your desire to be done with learning leadership keep you from learning and practicing the new skills you might need. Leadership is a series of steps and actions that are ongoing and continually molded into what is needed by you and those you lead. No matter if you've been promoted but not prepared, if you're the lone leader of the voices in your own head, or you spend time leading you or leading others, leadership is a skill we all need and with which we can all be successful. While the statement, leadership isn't everything, may make you tilt your head to the side like the old RCA dog in the commercial, the point here is that talking about leadership as if it is clearly definable and singularly dimensional isn't reality. Perhaps it's best said that while leadership as one concept isn't everything, indeed it is possible that everything is relevant to leadership. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. I wish you a great week, a fantastic Monday, and of course, stay contagious.